This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, on this gloomy day here in the state of Minnesota. It's not snowing yet, but we call it Minnesota because we can see it on the horizon, folks. Oh my goodness, we're going into September up and coming, August flu, July flu, June flu. Here we are. I mean, my goodness. You ask somebody that's 80 years old, friends, they'll tell you when asking them if they can remember what it was like when they were 5 and 6 years old, they'll tell them it was like yesterday. It's like I'm beginning to understand that more and more as the days go forward, friends. Time flies. And Scripture tells us that life is but a vapor, and boy, oh boy, is life but a vapor. And again, here we are. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check them out, please do. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and also my Twitter account for what it's worth. It is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account as well. Folks, I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, but before we do that, we're going to be talking about now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. We're going to be talking about the identifying earmarks of a prophet, but the characteristics of a prophet. What is he? What does he look like? Are they still alive today? Yes, of course they are. They're out doing the stuff, as we call it. They're out there on top of Mount Carmel, blaring out what needs to be blared out as they pray that the fire falls. And folks, I want to tell you what, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and that's exactly where you're supposed to find your face when it does happen, is not, folks, in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Folks, let me jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, because there is, again, some crazy stuff going on. I did want to let you know, too, before we start rocking on this, you do know that Barack Hussein Obama right now is trying to get 200,000 illegal Syrian Muslims into the United States that have not been vetted. You do understand that. And of course, you do need to understand that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to plunder. And if you want to go ahead and test what I just said, that last statement, go ahead and look to Germany, look to Belgium, look to France, folks, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're plundering them nations that they are now a part of. And it's interesting because when you look at them, it doesn't look like they're in need of anything. It seems like that someone is just handing everything over to them, and they are. And they are called corrupt politicians in those prospective governments that are allocating illegally tax dollars, and those people in those prospective countries, once again, are actually paying for their own demise. They're supporting them illegals coming in, because it's not like it's coming out of their pockets, friends. It's got to be coming out of the peoples of, again, those prospective countries. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tear, tie, Tide Care. Listen again, friends. Tear Tide Care, C-A-I-R, to Donald Trump, they said, the Constitution says governments can't study or criticize Islam. Really? Did you know that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952? Why? Well, if you go back to none other than Winston Churchill, love him or hate him, he was right what he said. He said, the religion of Islam is like rabies in a dog. You better bet your bottom dollar it is. But Obama doesn't want you to know that, nor does he respect or uphold the United States law. Of course he doesn't. The Immigration and Nationality Act passed in June of 27th of 1952 revised the laws relating to immigration, naturalization, and nationality for the United States. The act, which became Public Law 414, established both the law and the intent that Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains in effect today. So they are here illegally. Islam is banned in America. Among the many issues it covers, one in particular, found in Chapter 2, Section 212, is the prohibition of entry to the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States of America by force, violence, or the unconstitutionality in which it means to bring forth through totalitarian methods or authoritarian methods. Now, folks, do keep in mind, not only has Barack Hussein Obama trampled the United States of America and the Constitution and the laws found within Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitutional Republic. Remember, we're hearing from Muslims that are here in America today that are saying that they're above the laws of the United States of America. No, they are not. Going back, this by its very definition rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but the law is being ignored by the White House. Is it being ignored by you, America? Because the White House works for you. Islamic immigration to the United States would be prohibited under this law because the Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government. In other words, it's working against. It's in contrast, direct contrast. It runs counter to the United States government, the Constitution, and the Republic. Furthermore, all Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life's guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. Now, the political correct crowd would say that Islamists cannot be prohibited from entering the United States because Islam is a religion, when in fact it is not. Whether it is a religion is immaterial because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of our government are prohibited from coming into the United States of America. And do not forget what I'm about to tell you right now, friends. Ayan Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. And again, friends, I just would like to go back and say, I told you so. Like the communists, like the atheists, like the homosexuals, like any other group that intends to war against God and who we are concerning the United States of America, we the people, folks, you do need to understand they're all being used as political battering rams to upend our Constitution, our rights, friends. And keep in mind what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said when he said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, under the umbrella of the Christian faith, a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. In other words, it's not applicable to these people, folks. And furthermore, I would say to all those little radical Islamists that want to come into America, I just got a question for you. If your God is God, then what are you coming over to America for? Because you want to know who God is, right? Well, I'm here to tell you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if you'd like to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, namely the state-controlled narrative's head, right? That's where it comes from, which I highly doubt. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, here, folks, again, I just want to go back to the fact, and I, when I say this, I honestly do. I can just feel it within myself even when I bring it out. But folks, you know, there was a time not too far back where I was sharing with you that ISIS is created by the United States of America as the modern day version of the SS back in the 30s under Adolf Hitler, because they're creating global chaos. And I remember even some of my contributors, because I'm on over 40 different websites across the country on a weekly basis. Some of them wanted to reword what I was telling you and what I just told you now. Now, they're eating crow. And again, if they would simply study history and shut off Fox News for 5 minutes, maybe they would understand what's being left off. I mean, we don't ask the blind to lead us, friends. But when you turn on these conservative outlets, friends, that's for the most part exactly what you're going to get. And that's why Jesus said, listen, let them go. They're all going to end up in the ditch. And America's in a ditch because they keep following the blind. And I say this almost every show, and it's really applicable. And you really have to put it to everything that we do in life. Judge men by their fruits. Matthew 7. And when you judge men by their fruit, it's not hard to find the fruit, the evil and corrupt fruit on this administration's branches. I mean, when you look at an apple tree, it brings forth apples. When you look at an orange tree, it brings forth oranges. When you look at a devil in the White House, he's going to produce corrupt fruit, and that's all we see on his branches. And it's not hard to figure out who he is and what it is that he's doing, because we know who his daddy is. He's from beneath. And there's no truth in this individual. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And that's all the fruit that we've seen from this administration. He's been attacking America since day one. And this has been going on for a long time, friends. But he has been blatantly, fundamentally been transforming America. And the American people have stood back and allowed him to do it. But that's all we have to do is look at the branches of his tree. And when we look at the branches, ISIS is everywhere. And I'm not going to go into detail after detail. I'm just here to tell you, I told you a long time ago, 7 3/4 years ago, I told you, even going back to September 11th, friends, I told you, that's all we have to do is look to our forefathers and look to Scripture first and foremost to understand what tyrants do. They do the same things, friends, just different ways. They all look the same. They all walk the same. They all smell the same. They all smell like sulfur. Because they all came from the same place and they all take their directions from the same hell in which I'm talking about right now. And it's not, this isn't mythical, friends. This isn't a mystery as to what's going on. Open your eyes and you can see what's going on. We know who's responsible for the things that are taking place in this country. And to say otherwise is disingenuous. But how many times I've heard conservatives, oh, that's too radical. It's too radical. Yes, you're right. It's very radical what's coming from this administration. And if you love your people, you'll call it out for what it is. But if you hate your people, you'll sit there and you'll be silent when you should protest. My goodness, friends, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's about time someone told the truth concerning who founded the Islamic State. Have you had your head stuck in the sand? Or is it you just didn't want to eat crow with everybody else to make a statement like that? Do you know that, friends, now ISIS, which again, mark my words, and isn't it interesting, we have two S's in ISIS, don't we? Isn't it interesting, friends, that when you look at ISIS today, you go ahead and write it on a piece of paper. You write it on there. Bradley Dean said on so-and-so, spot on, that ISIS is the modern-day SS. Because, folks, you don't just live out in the desert with nothing, living and hanging out with a bunch of camels, eating camel spit, and making billions of dollars to fund your army against the United States and other prospective governments. And as I've shared so many times, how many times after a terror attack has the attack been condemned but not the actors? And yet you see these world leaders, as you might want to call them, they're not leaders. They're minions. They're useful idiots. They're willing to sell their soul to destroy their own people. That's what these people are. ISIS is nothing more than the modern day version of SS on a global scale. Mark my words. And friends, a lot of these conservatives, you go ahead, and I know you're listening, because I see your articles. When someone in the conservative outlet all of a sudden starts to take notice of what the Sons of Liberty have been telling you for 7 years, and they actually just give a hint that what we're saying over here is telling you the truth, all of a sudden they'll publish it. Oh, then it's credible. Then we'll accredit the conservatives that have painted us into a corner. Then we'll accredit those people that have pushed our backs up against the wall. Or should I say, those that we've allowed to push our backs up against the wall. Those that we have allowed to paint ourselves into a corner with. Because we've made choices every step of the way. It's amazing. But folks, you know what? You don't get a whole lot of work done if you're looking for credit. And I'm not looking for credit. I'm just sick and tired of people waiting for 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 years before they actually broadcast what we've been telling you by the Spirit of God 10 years prior or previous. This stuff is easy to see. Folks, did you know that ISIS is now honoring President Obama? Well, why wouldn't they? He's the founder of ISIS. But there's an article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's about time someone told the truth concerning who founded the Islamic State. Hey, folks, I'm telling you what. These people have to have their fingers on their eyeballs not to hear what's going on, because there's ripple after ripple after each show that's broadcast from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. America, I told you so. I told you so. And I'll tell you this. I don't want to see the ship at the bottom of the ocean standing on the stinking helm and saying, hey, you know what? I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. No, nobody likes that. I don't like that. But the fact of the matter is, quit playing stupid to people that you're laughing at. Because the joke is on you. ISIS is now honoring President Obama. And sure, why wouldn't they? He is ISIS. He is ISIS. When are you going to wake up, America? And all you useful idiots doing the biddings for the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, you got coming what you've got coming. You absolute useful idiots. Vladimir Lenin, his voice is crying out from the grave. He's crying out from hell right now, telling you, it's not a game, it's not a game, it's not a game. I thought it was a game too, until it was all over with, and now I realize, wait a second, my knee bowed too, folks. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And why am I saying that? Because in Hebrews 9:27, it tells us that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. It's either going to be judgment upon the heads of those that are committing the crimes against we the people, or it's going to be upon the heads of the people itself. There is no in-between. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ohio sodomite forces five-year-old boy into sodomy, repeatedly rapes him. I told you this was coming 10 years ago when they began to attack my ministry incessantly. What is it about? Read the Homosexual Manifesto. You'll know what it's about. Because they're telling you. And by the way, it's not satire, and it is in the congressional record. It's written by Michael Swift back in 1987 in the month of February. Check it out. Tell me if it's just a satire, friends, or is it a reality? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, government and media label, WikiLeaks founder, terrorist, call him to get a bullet in the brain. For exposing what? The likes of Hillary Clinton. Exposing what? The likes of Barack Hussein Obama. See how this works? These are the evil men and women that you tolerate that mean to put darkness for light and light for darkness. Evil for good and good for evil. That's what's going on in this country. See, here we have Julian saying, I've got 1,700 emails proving Hillary armed ISIS. And what is Hillary saying? He's a threat to national security. Arrest him. Of course, anybody that tells the truth, folks, it's a revolutionary act. Just ask any tyrant. We're going to take a quick break.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I might get to identifying the earmarks of a prophet tomorrow because there's so many good headlines right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com that I need to highlight them. And I want you to also understand, friends, we have many contributors from all over the country, from attorneys to preachers that are doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry. And I'm not calling them up on a daily basis, talking to them and saying, hey, this is what you need to write about, and this is what you need to write about. No, they're catching up, friends. And I say that with all due respect. I don't say that as a backhand. But they're beginning to talk now in the direction that we should be talking. They're beginning to uncover the works of darkness the way that they should be. It reminds me of Dinesh D'Souza when he did that video on Hillary's America, that movie that just came out a couple weeks ago. It's interesting how black and white he is becoming, because now he understands after the first movie he made under Barack for, you know, exposing Barack Hussein Obama, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, right? As scripture tells us, it's interesting. He realizes now that he's not playing games, and nor is his enemies. And instead of actually bowing, he actually stood up. And I high-five him as well for doing the stuff. Because, again, they're beginning to understand that this isn't a game. And I want to tell you something, friends. I understood this wasn't a game long ago. Your enemy is very real. And I want to tell you, America, you don't take your counsel from your fears, nor, like a Navy SEAL's father told his son, don't you ever live your life where your enemy is not afraid of you. Mean what you say. That's all you have to do, friends, is mean what you say. As a matter of fact, I'm meaning what they say in the state of Pennsylvania. Did you know that the atheists are trying to bully a bunch of folks out in Pennsylvania? The county is resisting the atheist bully. See, folks, the atheists don't have the law on their side. Matter of fact, they were considered by John Witherspoon as enemies to this country. They're enemies to anybody's country. As a matter of fact, atheism precedes communism. So when you're talking about atheist friends, just look behind them, friends. It's idolatry, and they live accordingly. And it's that ideology, friends, that is responsible for the death of millions throughout the history of mankind. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, is Russia about to invade Ukraine? Hey, folks, here, lots going on with Russia right now. Expecting war, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Russia conducts arms train drills for first time in 15 years. Barack Hussein Obama's dismantling America's military while Russia and China are strengthening theirs. How many years have I been shouting that from the rooftops, friends? These are the people together that are all calling for a new world order. Don't forget about that, along with the Pope. Friends? So you know who's responsible for attempting to divide and conquer within by inciting domestic insurrection on a daily basis. Oh, speaking of which, CNN was just busted once again. This is why their ratings are so terrible, friends. I mean, they couldn't go any lower than a snake's belly, right? But they got a headline. The CNN put out, CNN shows prayer vigils and a slain armed felon sister call for peace. Folks, you should listen to the whole piece. And I'm saying two different pieces. One P-E-A-C-E and another one P-E-I-C-E. Right? Wait a second, CNN, that's not what she was doing. She wasn't calling for peace at all. Matter of fact, she was doing just the exact opposite. See, you can't trust a thing these sick-minded jokers have to say. I'm going to play an audio piece for you. This is the voice of a politician. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because liberal Clinton supporters can't bring themselves to call her honest. Here's the likes of a Hillary Clinton on top of a boat, blowing holes in the base of the ship. Those that are on the ship are going to perish with her, they just don't realize it. But instead of actually dealing with the likes of Hillary Clinton, they deny that she's doing it, and they say that they're on her team. How much sense does that make? And I want to go back to, again, the right-left paradigm, America. See, it's not the socialists. It's not the communists. It's not the atheists. It's not all these the homosexuals, all these groups of people. Folks, when I'm talking of them people, again, keep in mind I'm talking about those that are not ruled by law, because the right is not obeying the law enough to actually enforce the law against their crimes. That's why you have a left. Why can't liberal Clinton supporters bring themselves to call her honest? Well, listen to this politician divert, evade, stonewall, and just, hey, folks, blatantly ignore the question. Listen to this.
Yet 64% of voters in a recent CNN ORC poll believe Clinton is not honest or trustworthy, and asked three times Hassan would not give her opinion.
Do you think that she's honest and trustworthy?
I support Hillary Clinton for the presidency because her experience and her record demonstrate that she's qualified to hold the job.
You think she's honest?
She has a critical plan, among others, for making college more affordable.
But do you think that she's trustworthy?
I think that she has demonstrated a commitment always to something beyond herself, bigger than herself.
After this interview,
that's a politician, friends. You don't know why she's not answering the question? Because she's probably promised a position. Just help us get there. Just help us get there. And in the process, we'll give you a position because you're proving yourself right now that you're loyal to our lawless cause. There's too much of this going on in this country, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this headline. ISIS has a new focus, killing Christians and bombing churches wherever they can find them. Well, let me ask you something. There's over 300,000 pulpits in America alone. 78% of this country, concerning we the people, profess to be Christians. Are you like, have you been like dumbed down and indoctrinated to believe that you're not supposed to actually respond and deal with the enemy that means to destroy? I mean, because if you do, and you did, I want to know who told you that. Because we're told through a reliable source that 300 bad boy American Marines could take out the whole of ISIS. But for some reason, our military has one arm tied behind their back. They're told to stand down. So I think if we put this into perspective, ISIS has a lot to fear. And wasn't it Dakota Meyer that rightly said that ISIS, you know, threatening others is like a lamb threatening a lion? When are you going to wake up and man up, America? Because I am sick and tired of the fear that the state control narrative is set to neuter you, to bring you to a place of submission, to do whatever they say, whenever they say it, or else this is what's going to happen to you. That is not patriotic. That is not American. I'm sick and tired of seeing headlines with little kids with AK-47s in their hands. Well, the American government, not the American government that you know. I'm talking about the institution of government, American. I'm talking of that which is working against us, corruption in government, against the American government, which claimed to be the American government, is trying to disarm you. I'm sick and tired of Americans not putting two and two together as to realize who's responsible for what's going on in this country. And yes, it does come down to individuality. There's no question about that. A responsibility before God, first and foremost, no question. But when we see the headlines over and over and over again of them trying to push fear and then looking back to the American version of government today, which is foreign to the Constitution of the United States, it's interesting to note that they're the ones that are actually trying to disarm us. ISIS has a new focus, killing Christians. How about Christians waking up and saying, we're going to defend ourselves, our families, and our countries at all cost? If you want to see if we mean what we say, cross the line. We will not tolerate your crimes whatsoever. You take out one of ours, we're going to take out 10 of you. What happens when we send that message? That will put the fear of God in every single one of them, will it not? Yep. But keep in mind, ISIS is created. Okay, so we can jump off that narrative. Yesterday I shared with you on Sons of Liberty Media, judge calls Bill and Hillary Clinton the Bonnie and Clyde of American politics. Isn't that funny? This is a federal judge making light of the crimes of the Clintons. I wanted to bring that one up again today because I want you to understand the severity of who they are. Also wanted to let you know, too, here's another headline. Report, Secret Service insiders confirm Hillary Clinton suffers from Parkinson's disease and she experiences seizures from camera flashes. It's finally catching up. One way or another, it's going to catch up, is it not? I'm scrolling through these headlines right now, and it's almost surreal what we're seeing in our country, is it not? It's surreal. There's another headline right up on the top featured news. Trump and Putin correct about administration and Clinton creating ISIS along with Barack Hussein Obama. I told you so. Oh, Bradley, that's too radical, man. That's just way too radical. No, what your government, I'm sorry, what those in government are doing today is radical to no degree, friends. It's over the top. And just think, this is how far you've let them push you backwards. And again, I'm talking about crime. And folks, I'm looking for reformation, back to who we are. And by doing so, friends, that means we're going to have to throw a lot of people in jail as to where they belong. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Last segment coming up right out round the corner. 1-866-582-9933.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers, but one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you'd like to call in, do it quickly, please. It's been a different show today. We've stuck to the highlights concerning what's going on in sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just got some more information, folks. It just keeps leaking in day by day like a slow drip concerning more crimes concerning the Clintons. And we just received some more information that... my goodness. I mean, the last thing I want to do on this show is magnify the crimes of these individuals. That's why I'm trying to encourage the people to be the law that they're called to be. Because when they do that, we're not going to be talking about the problems any longer. We're going to be talking about righteousness and peace as we hand off the baton of freedom back to our posterity the way that our forefathers handed it to us. And rightly so. And rightly so. You know that yesterday we had brought up the fact that Hillary is going to use illegals to organize the Latino voters, right? Wow. 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 We had brought that up, and I've been sharing that with you for a long time concerning Barack Hussein Obama, that they're going to go to the illegals because they don't have the support within. And But again, we were forerunning on telling you that. And by the way, forerunning on telling you that information doesn't mean I'm playing the competitive game with other outlets. No, I'm not trying to put their, to put their light out to make mine brighter. No, that's not at all what I'm doing. Those that are in the fight with us, I'm telling you what, we're hand in glove. I praise God for every one of them that are doing this stuff. And if you love the truth, you know exactly what we're doing here. When I'm on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, it's just peppered with the crimes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I mean, folks, 7, 8. Out of the 13 articles that are posted, guess who's on the front cover for her crimes against we the people? That's just crazy stuff. Crazy. This is why I'm saying it's so surreal. It's so surreal. I wanted to highlight one more article here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sharia patrols in Europe, creating the Arabian Caliphate. Folks, they are actually Sharia police. They go into these, again, respective countries. They go into these countries and they already have a police force set up for them. Who do you suppose did that? They're trying to spread the disease, are they not? Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. As well, friends, I wanted to highlight this now that we're speaking of Sharia. I mean, let's talk about that pedophile prophet of theirs, okay? Swedish government covers up gang rape directly caused by program that paid children to spend time with Muslims. You do remember one of our soldiers over in Afghanistan, when one of the little boys was being raped by a military man over there, he put a stop to it, and remember, they released our guy from the military, and I believe he's regained his status in the military today because enough people stood up. But the President of the United States actually had him removed because he was standing up to protect a little boy from the homosexual, the sodomite that was actually raping him. But now here we have it again, and you're going to see more of this, friends, until you deal with it. And keep in mind, as I said during the first segment today, that Barack Hussein Obama is over at the UN, special session, friends, calling for the influx of over 200,000 Syrians, Muslims, to come into the United States of America that have not been vetted. And I also want you to keep in mind, friends, it's all on your dime. And I told you that he was going to get more radical towards the end. He's been radical all the way through. Furthermore, friends, did you know that your president of the United States, the one that you tolerate, America, did you know as well that he just released 15 more terrorists from Guantanamo Bay? Did you know this? As a matter of fact, folks, my hands are way up in the air. My hands are way up in the air because I'm doing my part, folks. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part 6 days a week. And on the seventh day, I'm doing my part. No matter where I'm at, I'm doing all that I can do. But just think about what I just said. Now, friends, they're going to try to rally as many people together to Washington, D.C. in October to actually force Congress to let these people come in. But you've already seen Paul Ryan back in December fund everything that Barack Hussein Obama wanted to fundamentally transform America. And furthermore, the criminal in the White House, I don't know that you're aware of this or not, but I'm about to tell you. You do know that he had just said yesterday that Congress has already approved these 200,000 Syrians, Muslims, access into America. Guess who's paying for it? You are. Paul Ryan saw to it that you would be the ones responsible for paying for it. And that includes tuition, that includes welfare, that includes tax relief, that includes this, that, and the other thing, friends. They are being allured into the United States of America to destroy this country. Here, listen, if you don't love your country enough to fight for it, someone else can have it, saith the Lord. That's exactly right. That's why judgment is upon the people in this country today. And when again you go to Deuteronomy 28 verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, spot on, the Lord told us this is what was going to happen. But you know what? It does tell us that we have an opportunity as well, friends. We have an opportunity because the good news is always at the end, it seems like. You know, John Wesley used to preach 90% law, 10% grace, and there was a reason for that. Because he understood real grace. He understood real grace. But I want you to listen to this really quick. At the very end of the day, when you come to the point where you, by the Holy Ghost, are brought to godly repentance, not a worldly repentance, which worketh death. Read 2 Corinthians. I believe it's chapter 7. But when you come to the point where you say, I've had enough. The Lord said this to those that repent. I'll remember my covenant with Jacob and also my covenant with Isaac and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Because even because they despised my judgment, and because they in their souls abhorred my statutes, and yet for all that, when they have been in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God, and I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Is that applicable today? Absolutely it is applicable today because he has not changed.
That's exactly right. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we here at the Sons of Liberty are doing all that we can do to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity. I want to read you this letter from a nice older lady from Mesa, Arizona, who supports the Sons of Liberty as a daughter of liberty. This is what she said. The Sons of Liberty, I am renewing my pledge to support your ministry with $25 a month for the next year. Thank you for all that you do to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to uphold the Constitution of the United States. May God continue to bless you and your family. Thoughts and prayers, Beverly. Now this is a woman who heard Bradley speak out in Arizona and she caught the fire. As I mentioned, she's an elderly lady, but she said, listen, you know what? I want to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity. I want to do what I can do to support this work to make sure that others can have the same life-changing experience that I did by listening to this message. And you can do the same thing. I don't care if you're, you know, 90 years old or if you're 16 years old, young and old, the Lord can use you. And to support this work means that you are furthering the gospel message across America in a way that people are not willing to speak. Black and white, the unadulterated truth from the Word of God. So please support this work because it is so necessary and not many people are willing to speak forth the truth like you're hearing on Sons of Liberty Radio. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's extremely easy. You scroll down, look at the different levels of membership. You choose the one that's right for you. Plug in the information, you're good to go. And that means on a monthly basis, you're supporting this work to make sure not only they're reaching across the nation, but also internationally as well. And we're going to be out there again. We've got 12 days coming up here at the Minnesota State Fair. For those of you who are here, we're going to be off in California and way out in the field from there. So please, we'll keep you updated. But support this work. We're doing all that we can do to restore America.
Friends, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We're going to talk about the earmarks and identifying of the prophet of God. It's going to be a fun one and a hot one. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.